It starts with an R. Blackberries.
Blackberries. You did get it in, but I didn't think of anything to say to make it do.
What are some different kinds of bushes that grow around here that might have flowers on them? Or some that you're familiar with that you like?
Bushes that have flowers? Honeysuckle. Got one that's growing up on that bush out there. Hedge.
Any others?
No. Honeysuckle.
What about the purple flowers that grow in the spring that's so pretty? On a tall stem. Purple and white sometimes.
Are they wild or flowers?
They grow from a bulb.
I've got some flowers that has a purple. It come about like this high and has sometimes two or three.
Yeah, what do you call those?
I can't think.
Let's go back where we're talking about the berries and the plants. Sometimes, if there's something that you're not supposed to eat, you're not supposed to touch it, and if you ate something, you say you better be careful, it could kill you because they are what? You have to be careful about some berries and not eat them because they're what?
They're poison. Well, we didn't have to worry about getting the field like some children did in those days when they planted corn and stuff. But we never did have it to do. We always had a hired servant that tended to the thing. And when we'd have picnics or anything, nobody would ever know that he could have a two-horse wagon. Now, one of the other men that had a farm, he couldn't let his horses work. They had to plow. But my daddy would tuck them out. We knew anybody that we went with knew that we would have a horse and two horse wagons and two horses and a nigger to tend to the horses. And we'd get in the wagon, go picnics and 4th of July and whatever. That was, we were horses. My daddy was a horse. And we always had a pony at home to ride. And the hired man that worked on the farm, because my daddy was in town, or catch a train out here across it, go in town in the mornings at 6 o'clock, come back at 7 at night. But the mama and after my mother died, these two aunts we had with us, and the hired man, we always had whatever, the horses and wagons and buggies. They knew that they didn't have to worry about it because, you see, we didn't have automobiles to run around in. We would go on picnics from there. And there's one of my house party crowds. I lived in Jonesboro at the time there. We done moved from here. All those days of law and the children just don't know what in the world we done to have a good time. But there was so many of us, every weekend somebody had a bunch that was spending the week with them. I know when in Jonesboro, they were when the World War I, they didn't get the soldiers from Georgia, but they were bringing them from Florida. Well, my boyfriend had worked in Florida, so he had to go. And me and my brother was at church, and the choir was singing, "Keep the home fire burning." You know, the soldiers were being taken, but not our crowd. My brother didn't have to go at that time. But anyhow, when this gun sang, "Keep the home fire burning," I said, my husband had already been taken from Florida, you see. And I was at church with my brother while he was in the service. And when it